Track 6, The Mardler, our monthly roundup of stray news and previews from around the county. If you've something to share, email emma.lee@norfolkmag.co.uk.
Restored Wyndham Landmark wins prestigious national award. The restoration of Beckett's Chapel, one of the architectural jewels in Wyndham's historic town centre, was recognised at the 2025 Civic Trust Awards in Manchester, alongside the Elizabeth Tower and Westminster Hall. The Grade One listed building, parts of which date back to the 12th century, scooped an AABC Conservation Award for the exceptional standards of its recent restoration work. After many years of neglect, the building had been in a very poor state of repair and was on Historic England's risk register. In September 2022, local charity Historic Norfolk purchased the chapel to save it from dereliction and carried out a major programme of restoration and repair, thanks to grant funding from Historic England, the Architectural Heritage Fund, Norwich Freeman's Charity, the Pilgrim Trust, the Headley Trust, and Geoffrey Watling Charity. The judges said, "In preserving Beckett's Chapel, this initiative showcases how conservation can harmonise tradition and modernity, ensuring that historic buildings continue to enrich the community for generations to come." Chair of Historic Norfolk, Judith Harwood, said, "This accolade is a fantastic achievement for our relatively modest project. It is a particular tribute to the work of our architect, Patricia Ferrero, and her professional team, our partnership working with Historic England, and our trustees. None of this would have been possible without the initial and sustained support of the Architectural Heritage Fund."
Organist plays for 10 hours. Matthew Hardy raised much-needed funds for repairs to the organ at St Peter's Church at Galston by playing a marathon for 10 hours. There was a steady stream of visitors throughout the day, including a visit from the Mayor of Great Yarmouth, Paula Waters Bunn, with hymns sung by the Chorus of St Cecilia. So far, more than £12,200 has been raised to rebuild the organ. Other fundraising events planned at St Peter's Church include lunchtime concerts in June and July and a Christmas tree festival from December the 17th.
Rachel's trip to Buckingham Palace. Norfolk businesswoman Rachel Blackburn said she was humbled and honoured to be made an MBE at an investiture ceremony at Buckingham Palace by Princess Anne. Rachel from Hemblington is consulting founder and CEO of Us to You Consulting and was made an MBE in the 2025 New Year Honours List for services to business and exports. Her husband, son and sister were there to see her presented with her medal and during the customary two-minute conversation that recipients have with a member of the royal family presenting the award. Rachel spoke with the Princess Royal about establishing her business in 2006, the hard work that has followed and her ambition of continuing to put Norfolk on the international map for business and exporting. Us to You Consulting works with businesses and organisations across the world to support them in achieving success through executive coaching, people development, mentoring and business strategy. Rachel's investiture day was topped off by a celebratory lunch at Claridge's.